Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, a time to reflect on the blessings we enjoy and the history of the first Thanksgiving. The 101 members of the English Separatist Church sailed across the Atlantic aboard the Mayflower. The 41 adult male pilgrims who were not servants signed the Mayflower Compact. It pledged that every person was subservient to the good of the whole community. The compact established socialism for the operation of the colony. People were to toil to the best of their ability, receiving only what they needed. Private property was not allowed. The first year was hard at the Plymouth Plantation Colony, where almost half the colonists died. Governor Bradford noted that people made excuses to get out of work. Food was scarce. Few were willing to work for the good of all. The next summer, socialism was abolished. Colonists could own private property. The colony's fortunes improved dramatically. Governor Bradford wrote in his journal that many people who previously had claimed to be too sick or too burdened with childcare to work were now sowing crops and otherwise working. Extra efforts brought a bountiful harvest in the fall of 1621. Pilgrims celebrated with the first Thanksgiving, including neighboring Native Americans. The blessings of private property and the free market created the bounty that the pilgrims celebrated that first Thanksgiving. This respect for private property and individual liberty led the United States to prosper and grow over the centuries since. America became a beacon for immigrants because of the relative lack of government and freedom of opportunity. This rejection of socialism led to the greatest creation of wealth the world has ever seen. Even poor Americans have a standard of living unmatched by most inhabitants of the rest of the world. This prosperity also enabled Americans to be the most generous people, helping others in need. While America is turning away from the principles that made this country so bountiful, there are still some blessings for which to give thanks tomorrow. At Liberty Coin Service, a company founded by R. William Bradford, a direct descendant of Plymouth Governor William Bradford, we wish you the blessings of Thanksgiving. That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.